You're now tuned in to Sheriff Says
Sup.
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
What's up? What it do? What it be like? What it is? And that's what's up. We're gonna start this off with some fun. I started off a tweet today and I decided not to post it, but I decided to tell the joke anyways. If a tweet is a thought, can a tweet be a thought? And what I mean by thought is T-H-O-T. So if a tweet can be a thought that you can think, and can a tweet also be a thought that you can get down with? You and your boys? Cause that's what a thought is. It's all capitalized, all capital letters. The two T's are the ding dings with an H-O in the middle. So like, let me break this down for you. If a tweet can be something you think, can a tweet be something for you and your boys? Did you smell it? Whatever. Because you need to get the word out about your product, about your business, about whatever you're doing. All the things that you're trying to promote. Everything. So if a tweet can be something that you can think about, can a tweet be something that you can share? I'm sorry to put it to you this way, but that's the way the cookie crumbles. That's so I've been told. Anyways, now we're going to talk about liberal Antifa hoopla. You heard me right. Liberal Antifa hoopla. I've just been informed that there has been a rule change. So what do I have for you? Oh, that's simple. It just reversed the rules on you. Come up saying I'm a racist. I'll reverse the rules on you. Now how do you do that? You perform a takedown back. You take them right back down. They're gonna take you down, take them down with you. And see who comes out on top. So how to take down? Well, you gotta reverse the rules. It's a rule change on you. So now, black ain't black and white ain't white no more. It's all racist now. It's like whatever it is, oh, that's racist. It's just a hip new thing now. It's like whatever. So, when somebody approaches you saying something is racist, you point out something about them that's racist. Like even using the race card at all is pretty racist. Oh, that's racist. Actually, it wasn't. You're pretty racist. That's how you perform a takedown. So, we're gonna break down the nonsensical irony of the liberal. Well, that's just that. What I'm saying is, like, let's say you have a certain shirt on and they want to say something about your shirt. So they're like, no, actually, and then you break it down to them. They're like, oh, well, cool. Now they know all about that, you know what I'm saying? Because they're there to misinform you. You take them down with the truth. And that's the nonsensical irony of the liberals, that they will pick on somebody like that. Liberals can't make up their minds. Everything is racist to them. Everything is racist. What is it with this race card, man? Liberals cannot make up their minds what they want to do. Next thing you know, they're Antifas. They're the this, they're the that. They're the terrorists. What's up? Are they trying to go down in history as terrorists? Cause that's a matter of fact, bro. What? What a liberal wants versus what a liberal needs. Well, they need to make up their minds. That's what's up. And stick with that. I mean, I'm just saying. Now, what a liberal needs to be informed that what they're doing is wrong. You know, in the first place, they can't even make up their minds. So, I mean, what a liberal needs to do is hear the truth and set them on their journey on the right way, the right path. Get right with God. That's what's up. I'm free to do whatever I want any old time. Be such a mouth. No, you're not. No, you're not. No, I mean, you can't just come in and just say whatever. Like, let's say I got this. Okay, I got this. I got two things here, right? I got something I supported, the new Jack Project here in Juneau, Alaska, right? Oh, that's racist. They're racist. You're racist. Okay, so that's three things right there. Is it that racist? Are they racist? Or am I racist? Oh, you're all racist. Like, okay. Whatever, dude. Well, I've got like this Alaska National Guard mouse pad, right? It's just sitting here taking up space, right? And it's just a mouse pad. But hey, oh my God, that's so racist. That's so racist. I can't believe you support them. Like, what? This is free. Like, what are you talking about? I got this as a celebration. Like, you know? Okay, so celebration is Indigenous Heritage Celebration, where they have the dance parties. I mean, they really rock out celebration. But it's performances, you see what I'm saying? But it's intense. If you have never seen that before, you definitely gotta check it out here in Juneau, Alaska. It's awesome. Awesome, you guys. It's so awesome. So tell me how I'm racist. What? Whatever. I'm free to do whatever I want. Any old time. No, you're not. No, you're not. Here we go again with the asinine theory of Jim Murren. Again. There's all types of lawsuits coming out of MGM CEO Jim Murren that involved the Las Vegas shooting. It's insanity right now. Like, what? It's crazy. He's like, some, like there's a parent suing the gun company. What? Okay. And then there's a... Then Jim Murren is suing the insurance company that was covering him. What? Like, there's all types of stuff going on right now. And then there's a cop that got fired from the Las Vegas shooting, and they're trying to get him reinstated. So I don't know what that's all about, but that's what's going on. Yep. With the asinine tyranny of Jim Murren, you're suing the insurance company that covers you. Wow. What a day. What a day for you. It's interesting. So interesting. That is insanity. It's insanity is what it is. It's crazy. You're a maniac. You are a maniac, Jim. A maniac on the floor. And you're dancing like you've never danced before. Jeez Louise. And that you're part of some SEX cult? What's going on here? What? Is that what the green door is all about? Is that why I couldn't get in? Because you were in there, Murren. Who else was in there, Jimmy? Yuck. That's gross, dude. The green door. That's gross, man. That's so gross. In Vegas, yep, that's what I'm talking about. It's gross, dude. I mean, I've never been inside of it, but just the idea of that is, I don't know, it's pretty gross, dude. It's pretty gross, man. Not even gonna lie. No lie. No lie. So today we learned what a thought is. We're talking about THOT capitalized. We talked about the liberal Antifa hoopla. We talked about their BS rule change, their blasphemous reversing the rules. So we reversed the rules on them. And that's how you do a takedown. And it's irony. It's a nonsensical irony of the liberal mindset. I mean, liberals really can't make up their minds. What a liberal wants versus what a liberal needs. Whatever makes you happy. You know, you are not free to do whatever you want in your time. That's what's up. Asinine tyranny. It's asinine. It is so asinine. Big bullying. Like, dang. Dang, dude. I got this vote going and nobody's voting. I'm like, it's on Twitter. It's like, want me to shut up? Hurry. Voting closes in an hour. Nobody's voting. That's crazy. How many views? 9. Yeah, whatever. So that's cool. Let's see. It's posted 6:11. It's 6:27 now. That's cool. 9 views. That's not bad. No hashtag. 9 views, no hashtag. So yeah. I really like this song. This beat, the way it turned out. It's dope. Anyways. So what a liberal will try to do to you is really kind of try to get under your skin. You can't really let that happen. You can't really do that. Especially in public. You know, you can't really do all that. It's just better if you don't. You know, we're reaching that day and age where it's like, we shouldn't be physically violent towards each other. It's just crazy. It's crazy out there. That's what they want you to believe. It's crazy. Oh, it's so crazy. We got earthquakes. And this shit is crazy. I don't know what I'ma do. It's so crazy. I mean, think about it, dude. That could happen in your town. It's so crazy. South Craig. But up in California, boy, sounds like they be doing some digging on the counter for to get sinkholes. So, what's up? Somebody hit some sinkholes and they trying to dig their way out. What happened? What's going on? Why ain't we got no word about this? That's what I want to know. Hey, I love this beat so much.
But that's racist.
No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not. Oh, man. I've just had a very good day today. I love my job to pieces. I love it so much. It's so fun. It's a lot of fun. I get to meet all types of people all day long. It's cool. Oh, got a message. That's what's up. That's what's up. Yay, that's what's up. It's my friend. That's what's up. That's what's up. So, what are you guys doing? I'm just chilling, really. I just got off of work. I just got home. Figured I'd start up a podcast. Because I wanted to speak my mind on some things. So what I got you sitting around waiting for is we're going to talk about sports. Why is it that athletes can't consume cannabis? Mike Tyson is calling for it. He said it's good for athletes to heal on cannabis. That's what the man said. And he supports it. And I support that too. And so now you can see on chance.money that I would like to legalize cannabis. Yep. All across the nation. That's what I was talking about. That's what I'm saying. Dude, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm talking about. So, what's your favorite blend of cannabis? Indica or sativa or hybrid? That's what I want to know. Mine is more indica dominant. Sativa dominant and I'm sativa. But that's just me though. Sometimes it affects people differently. You know what I'm saying? And I love this beat too, right here. It's so beautiful. So, yeah. I really would like to legalize cannabis all the way around, just federally. Just federally legalize it. What's up? What do you think? I think it's time. It's time we just legalize it everywhere. It would be good for the economy. There are so many growers. Man, if growers, if your guys would go legal, God, you make so much money. It's crazy. It's just crazy. It's worth the investment. Believe me. Yep. So, now that we've talked about federal legalization, we're gonna talk about music. I pretty much mastered my album, so it's all at the same listening volume pretty much throughout. And I've got 98 songs up on my Bandcamp, and you can get to that by psychicsoldiers.com. Psychicsoldiers.com. Or you can go to psychicsoldier.bandcamp.com. Either way, takes you to the same exact link. That's how you can get to my music. I got some MP3s for sale. That's what's up. Or you could buy them as waves. But once you buy it, you own it forever. You can download it whenever in whatever kind of format you want through Bandcamp. And that's what's up. Yo, we have covered a lot. But, I mean, there's still a lot I'm talking about. So I got my grower's card, you know. But I still haven't grown anything at all. Oh, man. That's so funny. Oh, I am so sleepy from work. I just want to thank Dylan for hiring me because... Whew. I needed this. I feel good. I haven't worked in so long. Thank you. It's fun. And we should say congratulations to Dylan for having another baby. Yay! Well, I should probably text him and ask him. But I've just been so busy at work. And well, I'm doing a podcast too. Recently. But yeah, cool, congratulations for him. So, yeah. That's what's up. No, I mean like for real, that's what's up. Hey, that's what's up. Trying to flip the script. Hey, that's what's up. Hey. Let me talk to you for a minute. Just come on over here, boy. Let me talk to you. Talk to you. I said, come over here, boss. Come over here, boss. I said, boss. Oh my goodness. The dog on Foghorn Leghorn is so freaking ridiculous. One of my most favorite characters. Rolled up his sleeve. And just bat him over there. So funny. Oh, yeah. It's time to get ill. Look. Whenever I was talking about the tyranny of what is Jim Murren, anything Antifa related, liberal related, that's all Jim Murren. And George Soros funded. Jim Murren produced, George Soros funded. There you go. That sounds about right. It's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. Allegedly, okay? Allegedly. I'm just gonna say allegedly. Oh, yeah. Allegedly. Gotta keep our... Mind our P's and Q's.
Dot our I's and J's. Lowercases.
Oh, yeah. Allegedly. How do you like that word? But there, yeah. Because Antifa first showed up at this freaking quote-unquote Las Vegas shooting. And now he's suing all these people, and all these lawsuits are just arising out of nowhere all of a sudden about it. It's like, geez, Louise, will the drama ever die with it? This is a lot of stuff. This is pretty intricate, wouldn't you say? Quite the interesting deal you got going on here with this Antifa garbage. And all these people running over the board, that is just insanity. Pooping all over San Francisco streets, what are we doing? This is nuts. You guys are nuts. You fund this stuff? Jeez Louise, there's much better stuff to fund. Like the new Jack. They definitely need that out here. Man, there's so much that they need out here. But you're funding that? Bad boy. Allegedly. Bad boy, allegedly. What's your little club? What is that? What's your club? Jimmy, what club is that? Oh, Hakusan. Man, water sure is expensive there. Show is expensive there. That's what I'm talking about. And you can't get a glass of water. You're not supposed to. You're not supposed to be able to. I'm like, dang, you can't even get a glass of water? Wow, this is crazy. I just paid like almost $100. Like 80 something bucks to get in. Can't even get a glass of water. Wow. Okay. Alrighty then. It's crazy. Because the glass of, or the bottle of water, it had to be like 6 ounces. It's like a splash of water. It's like $9. Last I checked. Last I heard. Yep. So expensive. That's crazy. You're out of your mind, Jimmy. You are out of your mind. That is insanity. That's straight tyranny. Your ish is garbage, bro. It's just negative. So uber negative. Always anti-something. Jimmy is always, he's the anti-something of everything. Jimmy is anti-everything. Anti-me, anti-you, but he's pro-money. You come and spend or you're garbage. And I'll leave it at that. Because on this note, this is where we say goodbye. And that's what's up. I really thank you for coming out and checking out the show. I really appreciate you coming by and listening to my podcast. I did my best for you. Not cuz. And so I hope that you can listen to this around your kids. But I did say the B word. But it went with what I'm saying, so I'm like, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Whew. I have had a busy, busy day at work. I'm telling you. It's been a lot of fun, though. A whole lot of fun. I'm making decent money, and that's what's up. Supporting myself, and that's what's up. I ain't even tripping, dude. That's what's up. I'm just very appreciative of what I have. And that's uber cool. Right?
Right.
That's what's up. Man, I love the way this song turned out so good. Thank you, Pete. Pete is the man. Song turned out so good. That's him doing the do do do, and I'm doing the do 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 do. Yeah, it sounds so good. Sorry, I got caught up in the moment. Just listening. Letting it roll for you. So that's what's up. So that's me and Pete of Arizona. He is the bomb. The bomb diggity at producing. Yep. I really appreciate the job he did on this song. Thank you, Pete, if you're listening. If you aren't, that's cool. I just really like doing these podcast things. It's really fun. It is super fun. That'd be so dope if I could do these while being the president. That's what's up.